birthday to you. Happy birthday to Gavin. Happy birthday to you. Yes, that's right. It's a birthday special as Gavin celebrates his birthday. Never give a lady's age away. And we start with some birthday messages. First of all, Lorraine Kelly agreed to say happy birthday if I agree to stop DMing her. No deal, Lorraine. No deal. England manager Gareth Southgate refused to get too carried away despite it being your day of birth and instead wanted to say that Jordan Henderson's birthday is on the 17th of June. Nick Cannon wished you a great day and you actually share a birthday with three of his kids, which is weird.
I mean, everybody does.
And Joe Biden said happy Kwanzaa. I think he was a tad confused, poor fella. Dave Chappelle said happy birthday and then proceeded to tell me about how he hates trans people. It was a very awkward chat. I didn't want to hear that. Josh Wilson said, please make sure to give Gavin a big birthday kiss on the mouth for me while you're recording, of course. No, Josh Wilson, that will not happen. And the ghost of Dale Winton said, are you ready to have a great birthday? And he thanks us both for keeping his memory alive. So here is the birthday boy himself.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. And yes, it is my birthday as we're recording.
The day of birth.
The day of birth. I've eaten far too many sausage rolls. An impressive amount, I think you'd say.
Sponsored by Greggs.
It seems
How many vegan sausage rolls did you eat today, sir?
In one sitting?
Yes.
Four.
Four in about how many minutes?
I'd give myself, like, I don't know, what, 20 minutes?
20 minutes at max, I'd say, yeah. It's good effort.
I felt a bit unwell afterwards.
I didn't either throw up or sleep afterwards.
I got a little sleepy for a bit.
I just celebrate your birthday with four sausage rolls. Who doesn't celebrate that way?
It's the traditional way.
I've never heard it done before, but well done to you.
Anyway, Dan, how are you?
I'm well, but don't worry about me. How are you? It's your birthday, isn't it?
I'm fine. I've got a week off. So
week off from life?
Week off from work. So essentially, yes. Things I've got planned this week. I am going to try and catch up with a couple of people. And I am doing my speed awareness course. So that'll be fun.
The dreaded speed awareness course.
3 fucking hours.
But you will live and you will learn and you'll be a better man for it.
I don't know.
You're probably actually quite looking forward to it, I'd imagine.
Yeah, delighted.
Because when were you last aware of your speed? Not aware of it enough. That's the problem. Now you shall be aware.
Yeah.
And they're going to show you videos, kids getting run over.
Tremendous. I look forward to it. I will report back on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny in a clip show or something. But if you
might have to mute the mic on those ones.
Yeah, they probably won't. They won't show actual kids dying, I don't. But if they do, again, let us know.
Will do. I will let you know.
Let us know how your speed has changed.
Pick up the pace, make sure to nail those kids.
Basically nail those kids, ever.
Anyway, Dan, what have you been up to?
In the last couple of days, absolutely nothing. You?
Yeah, we've had a short turnaround because last week's episode came out late because we were busy with our podcast friends.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Just came to mind. What's an apple turnover and do you like them?
Don't know and don't know.
Just like a baked good, isn't it? An apple, yeah. Apple-y
goodness.
I don't particularly like that. I don't like an apple pie, really.
Mm.
I know pie week was last week. But
yeah, let's not get confused.
Apple pie, meh. Mm. It's just like an apple pie, isn't it? Why is it called turnover? They turned it over.
Yeah.
Why is an upside down quite called that?
It's made upside down.
They're made upside down. Modern technology, isn't it?
I don't know if that's that modern.
What can't they do, AI, these days?
I don't think it's an AI making a pie.
AI making a pie for you. Oi, I know she loves me.
Okay.
I'm inspired today by Terry and June.
You did see at least 10 minutes of that show.
If that great show, though, if you haven't seen it, Terry and June's, they are available if you look hard enough on the channel called Drama, which is not a drama. There's some dramatic moments in Terry and June, don't get me wrong. You will find yourself emotional, but most of the time, you'll be laughing at Terry Scott and his crazy escapades. Of course, it's named Some Mothers to Have Him. I bet that show, but both go in their own ways. I'm not here to critique modern TV.
You're clearly not. You're talking about Terry and June and Some Mothers Do Have Them.
But isn't that
neither,
modern?
Not modern.
Isn't that modern compared to the first TV shows?
I mean,
what's the first ever TV show? Generation Game? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
The news.
I think it was, wasn't it some, like the basically a televised radio shows?
Of course it was. And then they started making the news.
Yeah. The news only existed after that.
I'm going to go back and watch all the news episodes. Don't tell me what's happened.
I mean, to be honest, I think there might be too many. It might be difficult to catch up at this point.
What if I watch 3 or 4 a day?
Well, and then there's every day there's news, though. You understand that?
Yeah, not in my world. I try to avoid it as best I can because it's all bad, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Who was telling me something? Was it you telling me something? You're telling me something from the news, and I literally said, I haven't seen anything for the entire... I knew nothing of what was going on. That's a good way
to live sometimes. You've got to shy away from it sometimes, because otherwise it'll bring you down.
I quite enjoyed it.
Sometimes, though, you do want to see a water skiing squirrel. They don't show them as much these days.
No, I don't believe they do.
That is why the modern world has gone to shit.
Exactly.
Bring back Terry and June and water skiing squirrels, you cunts. I've got to be aggressive there.
So you've done nothing, okay?
No, what have you done?
Let me tell you. Part of my work, I sometimes have to go out and visit people in their homes, and I was making my way, and I heard a noise. I heard a bit of a screech. A noise, and then a thud.
Oh my god!
And I look, and a woman has ridden into the back of an old man's car at the traffic lights, which I gotta say. She was fine. It was quite amusing, and he was very confused about what had happened.
How old was this lady?
The lady, I would say, in her 40s.
But you didn't see the incident; you just heard it.
I looked up quick enough to see the bike topple over.
Fun. Did you rush to her aid? Of course.
I was quite a way off, to be fair. I walked up there. Try and get a picture. By the time I got there, she was fine.
Try and get a picture.
I was tempted.
Can you recreate the moment for us and I'll video this?
No, see if I can get it to go viral.
No insurance claims on either side.
I don't think the car or bike were damaged.
But her pride was, I'd imagine.
Yeah, because the man has stopped at the traffic lights and she's ridden into the back of him. There was no other cars around. Oh, like, it's not like she was overtaking a car or, you know, something. There was just nobody around. She didn't have a helmet on, so it could have gone bad. So if anyone's at fault, it's her.
Wear your helmet, guys. Mm. We've all fallen off bikes. We have all fallen off bikes. Have we all worn helmets when falling off bikes, though?
No, not as kids.
No.
I mean, you somersaulted over the handlebars once.
Yeah, but helmets weren't invented back then.
They weren't invented back then, no.
Back in our youth.
Much later.
I did fly down a hill at too much speed, didn't I, really?
Yeah, and you hit a little sign for the gas or something and flipped straight over.
That was embarrassing.
Well, thought you were dead, so...
Yeah, don't need a lady coming out from a house who's seen you and check on you. Because as a child, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
What I will do is just pack up my stuff and go home. And I'll just walk with my tail between my legs.
Pushing the bike. So yeah, that's how my Friday started. Then Friday evening, I went off to watch the wrestling in the library again. Again,
of course you did.
Tremendous stuff. Top quality athletes all around. But I will tell you this. I made some wrestling friends.
Wrestling friends.
Indeed. Basically, three guys and a girl.
And a pizza place.
It's not three. I said three. One had never been to wrestling before. He, I found out, was a fireman. Very nice gentleman.
Fireman. Virgin wrestler. Attendee.
Oh, there you go. And the others had come to this and had seen me before.
Oh, you're known around.
And they knew me. And so they said, seen you. Two of them sat next to me. The other two sat in the row in front. A little chat between them. They said a couple of things that made me laugh. Then they invited me into the group.
He's into the cool gang. I say cool. Generous.
Well,
he's in the gang.
I'm in the gang. So have a nice time with them. As we're leaving, the guy next to me says, Gavin, see you at the next show. Hand out, handshake, away they go. Think nothing more of it.
Now you have to go.
I now have to go. But I stopped at a public house on my way home, walked in, boom, there they are, sat on a table. Wave me over.
Oh, you're following them around.
It does look like I followed them around. So I sit with them for a bit and have a chat, find out some stuff about them, like one guy's in game development and stuff like that. Nice people. Lovely, lovely people. I cannot remember any names. I'm very bad at names.
Salt of the earth, though, right?
Salt of the earth people. They say to me, they're asking about if I've gone to Progress. I said, no, I haven't been to Progress. They haven't been to Progress. Oh, you can... the other one, Riot Cabaret, I said, no, it's a day that's difficult for me to get there from work. They go, well, you got to come to that one. We'll see you there. So the woman says to me, give me your Instagram. We'll swap Instagram. Like, what is it, usernames? I don't know how to put it.
You say handles if handles you want.
Like we were cool.
Like we're using in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes. But then... kind of didn't do that, but when we had Michael Oku on before, I said to him that we would give him one of our t-shirts. I took it with me. I didn't get a chance to see him because he wasn't around like pre-show, and then he was in the main event, so kind of tricky to see him.
You're throwing it in during the main event.
I was tempted just to throw it to him as he's walking out. His girlfriend Amira, I think it was a very quick chat with her. She said she had to go backstage because she was in trouble. I don't know what that was about. So I had the T-shirt. So I said, I've got a medium T-shirt. So I gave the T-shirt to the fireman, the one that would fit the best. I had stickers. I gave stickers to everybody. They've all got our stickers as well.
Handing out goodies like a young... Well,
Santa Claus. Oh. I also spoke to David Francisco, who runs the show, because lovely Rob Jones told me about how he got a T-shirt and a signed picture of him for his wife for, I think it was either her birthday. It must have been her birthday. And I said to him about, oh, I promised Rob that I would say hello if I saw him. So I did, and had a nice little chat with him. And he said he enjoys my posts about his show, and thank you very much. It's his favourite ones.
Now I've got a couple of questions for you, sir. You've met this Mr. Francisco, or whatever his name claims to be. Now, did you tell him we're interested in getting involved in some sort of wrestler managerial role? I'd very much enjoy some skullduggery. I'm a fan of the skullduggery. Yeah. I'll pass in the brass knucks. I'll distract a referee. Mm. I'll throw in a chair to be used. Let him know I'm available for all those things, and I will not take any physical abuse.
I don't think it works that way. No. I think you've got to take some abuse.
Come near me and I'll sue. Now, here's the brass knucks.
I'm going to sue. I've got a very weaselly way of doing it, though.
Weasel. Second question. Now you've made a friends with a gang. Was there any sort of gang initiation? Did you have
they didn't,
suck one?
They didn't beat me down, no.
Did they give you a
wedgie?
A wedgie or a nipple cripple?
No, they were...
Can you use that word anymore? Nipple?
I think you can, yeah. It's a...
Cripple? Did they give you a cripple? You can't use the word cripple. Did they give you a nipple cripple?
No.
In that sense, you can use it because you're crippling a nipple. It's factually correct.
It is.
Because you can't use it after that for a good 5 minutes.
No, I mean, if you're talking about someone, you can't use it.
You could back in the day. I'm falling off a bike, I bet you called me that.
I don't think I did, but... no initiation. But,
get a tattoo next, though.
Yeah,
gang tattoos.
Gang tattoos, that's the thing. But lovely people. It's nice.
Nice people. Can I just say to everyone, a little fun thing to do today, give someone a nipple cripple.
Okay.
It's a fun thing to do, not too aggressive, but just go, oi, nipple cripple. And they'll love it. They'll laugh and you'll laugh. And it might lead to sex, but it might just lead to a good time. And that's all we can hope for in life.
Okay. Coming back to the podcast, though, I did forget about this last week, but... Not last week, the week before, we had a chat about who is the best Lionel. Was it Lionel Messi? Was it Lionel Blair? And I'll tell you now.
Lionel Richie.
We forgot about Lionel Richie.
As he should be forgotten.
And I put a little poll out on X, because I know you like me to use the proper term. And I will tell you now, Lionel Blair won by 100% of the votes.
Blair, well... When it comes to entertainment, maybe Blair is the greatest.
He's the all-round package, though, isn't he? But Messi's only good at one thing.
Yeah, and Richie, nobody knows Richie.
No.
Shane Richie, sure, star.
Who's the best Richie? Let's not put another poll out.
Shane Richie, Lionel Richie, or Richie from Five.
Okay. That's the trio, is it?
If they're still a thing.
I mean, They're a thing in that they happened.
But they're probably not a five anymore. There's no way they've
No, it didn't
members.
One have a farm or something? Wasn't that a... Abs from Five had a farm. It was a Channel 5 show.
I don't know that. Well, what's the correlation between farms and boy band? Because the JLS members...
They've got a load of money.
JLS has got...
So they just have buy a lot of land.
So this is on Channel 5. Are you sure it wasn't The Farm with Rebecca Lewes wanking off pigs?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Okay.
Abs has a farm. I keep saying Abs. No.
Oh, right. Like he's got
I don't know if that's the one, but one of the members.
There's never been a name where you're more under pressure to stay in shape than Abs.
Yeah, you're up against it, aren't you?
If one day he's like, I can't be asked to do my sit-ups, you fucking get down. Because we're not changing your name at this point. Gee, he's bashing out 60 crunches every 20 minutes. He's a poor fella. He went through it, but he looked great. You know who else looked great? Adam Ricketts.
Adam Ricketts.
Another great abs. Who had the best abs? Abs or Adam Ricketts?
Whoa, can I throw one in there?
You throw one in where you want, son.
An early Peter Andre.
Andre did have great work.
That Mysterious Girl video.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know if he retained.
Well, we just don't know.
We don't know if Adam Ricketts did.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you consider yourself a happy Briton?
Consider yourself. Do we have happiness in Britain?
Well, there was that survey that we are now the second most unhappy country in the world.
Yes, who's the worst?
It's like Uzbekistan or something.
Suck it, Uzbekistan. Probably not.
Though, they're the most unhappy, so they're beating us in this. We can't even win the boast.
Suck it, you're unhappy.
No.
We're delighted over here.
We're not.
Everything's going well.
But this came up, and there was a... what do you call it? Not a poll, a survey. Survey's probably right. Top 10 things that make Brits smile.
Wanking, number one, I'd imagine.
Right. Not on the list.
Sexual intercourse of some sort.
No.
Is it a dirty?
It's not dirty.
Cup of tea?
Ooh. No.
Tea? That's all we bang on about in this.
Oh, no, sorry.
Number one.
It's number 10, but it's only if it's a free coffee or tea.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with this country?
We've got no money. Everyone's unhappy.
Is there other stuff free on there? Free food?
No, but food. There is a food thing on there. Number 7, which is enjoying your favourite snack.
Okay. Something about TV?
Yes, I'm sure that's on there.
No,
I'm sure that's not on there.
A fun board game. Sitting by an open fire.
Right, shall I just tell you?
Yeah.
Right, so 10 was getting a free coffee or tea. So, I don't know. Okay. Number 9 is watching funny animal videos.
We are a simple kind in this country.
Oh, you think we're simple? Number 8 is seeing new flowers bloom.
Oh, my.
Number 7 is enjoying your favourite snack. Number 6, being smiled at by a stranger.
Now,
I mean, that's a rare thing.
I don't mind it. I like a hello from a stranger. I do enjoy it, but it doesn't make me that happy, but I do enjoy it.
Number 5, of course, the start of spring.
Oh, we're just about to enjoy that now. Has it started yet?
Not yet.
I'm excited.
Number 4, hearing your favourite song.
Okay.
Number 3, a text from a friend or a loved one.
Sure.
Number 2, hug. From family. It literally just says hug from family.
Ooh, can't think of anything worse.
And number 1, sun on your face.
Oh, come on your face. I've never experienced it myself, but if it makes me happy, chuck it on there. I say chuck it.
Sun on your face.
Oh, your sun is jizzing on my face.
Yes.
Sun on your face. We get that for a little bit of the year.
It apparently makes Britain smile.
And if it makes you happy. That's a good song, isn't it? Don't know who's singing it. Alanis Morissette or the other one, Sheryl Crow. Very similar.
I confuse them a lot, yeah.
Of course you do. We always banging on about them, aren't you? But you're never getting them right. Right, let's have a quiz. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, correct answer. It's a birthday quiz. All these people are celebrating their birthday today, the day of your birth.
Okay.
It's only going to be 2 clues, so you must get it within the 2 clues or you'll get 0 points. You can get 2 points for 1 or 1 point for 0. This is why I don't have a game show. Fuck's sake. But you get the idea.
Can I play my Wicked Wango card?
Yes, play your Wicked Wango. He's played his Wicked Wango. Right. I'll give you the clue and the initials.
Okay.
British Prime Minister...
Oh, God.
What would Alan Carr do? Oh, put my teeth back in. British Prime Minister NC. That's N for November.
Is this British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain?
It's Neville Chamberlain.
How's my birthday with Neville Chamberlain?
Second clue would have been not Gary or Phil. Would that have helped?
No, because I would be looking at a surname there.
Oh, well, never mind. British actress LC. LC.
I can't see me getting this one.
Second clue, her dad would say you can't hurry your answer.
Lily Collins.
Well done, you've deduced it from the clue. Good clueing. American singer AL.
I don't know.
Got any guesses for us?
I can't think of anyone.
We've probably done this 3-4 years in a row.
I'm pretty sure we haven't.
No?
No.
Your face will turn a dark reddish purple colour if you don't get this.
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. He's worked it out. How did you work that one out?
In maroon.
Maroon, a dark reddish purple colour. It's very clever. American rapper QL.
QL. Questlove.
I like it.
Not right.
These days, this royalty is probably more famous for her acting.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
You share your birthday with all these people. Well, hope you reach out to them today.
Yeah, sure.
British entrepreneur, PJ. PJ.
Peter Jones.
Yes, 2.0. The clue for that would have been this dragon.
He's well tall.
This dragon lived in Langley and attended Windsor Boys School.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't until today. Welsh TV presenter, AJ. Not Anthony Joshua.
Alec Jones? Alex Jones.
To miss her at 7 p.m, Alex Jones, you'll be one big fool. Lucky you didn't see her on TV earlier, because they were saying about this. Alex Jones. British footballer, R.A.
No, you said British.
British football manager, R.A.
A football manager.
Did I not say that?
No, you said footballer.
Oh, British football manager, R.A.
This seems like something I should know. What name? No.
Be careful. You never know when your mic is on.
Ron Atkinson.
Oh, wow. Big one.
Well, he had some interesting thoughts on the black players, of course.
A lot of
Stop it.
British pop star M.H.
Michelle. Is there someone? Heaton. Is that a person?
Love the guess. It's not correct.
Is that an actual person?
It is a person. She had her boobs removed.
She had, Christ, that went dark.
This boy band star married a girl band star and formed a TV presenting duo.
Marvin Hume.
Marvin, indeed.
Oh, and he wouldn't have us on his show.
If we'd got on the show, you could have had that in common.
Oh,
that
a little bit of banter about it.
That's not even words. Northern Irish snooker player, A.H.
Alex Higgins, I knew that one.
This force of nature loved a drink. Force of nature.
I got it.
American wrestler, SS.
Jesus.
Not Jesus.
SS.
This is his character name. I don't know what his real name is. SS.
Nah.
From a famous family who give you the big thumbs up.
Oh, Solo Sikoa.
Indeed. And finally, US President GC. Not Gemma Collins, I know you're thinking. She should be president. Like a bloody good president, Gemma Collins.
GC. I don't know, and I'm going to enjoy this, aren't I?
Guardians and Cavaliers both come from my surname.
Grover Cleveland.
Correct.
Oh, did I get them all? But just
you
in
got
various...
them all. So it was out of 22. You got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 out of 22. Which isn't bad. And now you've learned a bit more about people who share your birthday. Maybe reach out to Peter Jones and say, you didn't get your birthday check that you normally get. Can you make up for that for the last many, many years? Just lives around the corner. Pop in.
Does he live there now?
I think he's still quite local to the area. I don't think
maybe
he lives...
Burnham Beaches? In the big houses?
He probably doesn't live in Langley anymore.
No,
probably
he definitely
doesn't attend Windsor Boys School.
No.
And if he does... What is this dragon up to?
58-year-old man or something.
I'm troubled by this dragon.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite dragon? Not Stephen Barton.
No.
We find him weird.
Yes. I don't mind a Meaden. Meaden and Jones, the OGs.
Correct. Meaden or Jones. That's fine.
I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, it's not your birthday, and I've got it wrong all this time.
No,
what a terrible quiz.
Shigeki Nagishi has died.
Okay, you're saying stuff at me. He's not the guy who invented Dragon Ball Z.
He's not, but that fellow also died. This man, he was 100 when he died. They said natural causes. Well, yep, seems about right. And apparently his death was peaceful, but he was the man who, he was an inventor, and he invented one of the world's most beloved things.
Tamagotchi!
It's not a Tamagotchi.
If it's the Tamagotchi guy, I'll be gay, because we need more of them. We're not getting enough of them in this country.
He invented the karaoke machine.
Of course he did. That's all Japanese do. Sumo wrestling, karaoke and Tamagotchis.
That's it. That's summed them up. Bit of sushi as well.
Is Tamagotchi an app now?
I mean, probably.
There's an app for everything. This is probably an app for karaoke.
Yeah, definitely an app for karaoke. Yeah.
What's it called?
Karaoke app.
Appy-oke.
But those ones where you can record, like, you can record yourself singing so you can see how you're doing.
Sure. I'm willing to believe you.
I'm sure I've seen
that. To be honest, I'm not much of a good singer. I'd have to hold
Not much
that.
Of a good singer?
Just a great one. So why is this karaoke that man died?
He was 100 years old.
What? Did everyone have a sing-song at his funeral?
I hope so.
What? I know it sounds a bit silly, but weird to think of life without karaoke.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a big part of my life, but I can't imagine a time when it wasn't. Remember when it came to this country and Blue Peter named the cats after karaoke?
Karaoke.
That was such a...
But that was a suggested one from the listeners.
From this guy, probably. He's got in touch. He had all the contacts.
He pretended to be a small child and named the Blue Peter cats to promote his new thing.
It couldn't have been a rule you had to be a child to enter a competition with Blue Peter to name cats. As long as it's a good name, it's a good name.
You always had to put your age on those things, didn't you?
Well, look what happened to Rodney in the Groovy Gang.
his age was on that painting.
One of the great episodes.
Yeah, it's a tremendous episode of Only Fools and Horses for everyone.
Watch that. After you've finished Terry and June and some other drab, and then crack on some fools do have them.
I saw one other story this week. It's a story from a little while ago, but it was I was on TikTok and a man was telling the tale.
Is it the tale of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ?
It was not, but it was a tale comes from all the way from Buenos Aires,
Argentina.
That is correct.
Why am I on a quiz show?
You were on a quiz show. We didn't win it.
Anthony, fucking Anthony. Every time I hear that fucking name.
Right. So I'm not going to read the story as it's written here because I don't think they're taking it seriously. Basically, what happened? There was a high-rise building. A poodle fell off the from its apartment. Don't know how high up, but high enough.
This poodle has its own apartment. Impressive. Impressive beast.
I mean, I can tell you that the dog was called Catchy. But anyway.
That's not very catchy.
Very good. fell off the side. What's going to happen?
Either splat dead or bounced off one of those things like a restaurant has.
Oh, the awnings.
Is that what it's called? Ah, awnings. Yes. Never knew that. It's called a canopy of some sort, but that's something
a canopy would be also correct. I think that might actually be right now. An awning might be the thing above the door.
Oh, good.
Idiots all around. Good. Anyway, so
nothing.
Oh, hang on, I've just seen it fell 13 floors. 13 floors.
That's about 7 foot then. So, I'd imagine landed on a cat, which was on its feet, because that's always on the feet, and the poodle walked away fine. Or which country was this in? Sorry.
Argentina.
Oh, they probably ate it. They eat stuff like that over there, don't they?
No, they eat like beef, don't they?
Yeah. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Argentina.
So what happened was there was a small, delicate lady, she's described as here, called Señorita Espina, who had stopped to look in a window. The
pervert
dog. I think it says it was like a carpet shop. The
gosh,
dog
must have been on the edge of her seat as she's looking through that window.
Dog falls.
She pulls out a carpet.
No. Dog falls, hits her. Boom. She dead.
Oh.
She dead, dog dead.
Oh, that's even worse. I thought the dog was going to survive because of the sacrifice of this lady.
Well, this is the thing. So, man sees this. He...
Why are you telling this like a prehistoric man? Dog dead, woman dead, man sees.
Because it's written so weirdly that I don't think I can... Anyway. So, basically, a man has come out of a pharmacy. He has seen an elderly woman get hit by a dog falling, killing them both instantly. He has a heart attack.
Oh,
no. Boom, down, dead. Woman crossing the road has seen what happened. She stops, frozen. Boom, bus hits her.
This can't be.
Three dead.
This is Naked Gun or something. What
it seems like
about?
It, doesn't it? But, yeah.
No, this is...
This is the story. Three dead from dog falling from window.
Dog kills three people. Are we claiming the dog killed them?
I don't know.
Definitely killed one.
I mean, the dog killed the woman. The incident killed the man. And the incident killed the woman. We can... The dog, if it wants to, can claim all three, I think.
It doesn't matter to that dog now. It's lost one of its nine lives. That that carpet, though...
Must have been quite the carpet.
I mean, fair thing. Don't look in windows at carpets. Look online.
Always look upset. Look up.
Always looking up for it, just in case poodles are coming.
Yep. From now on, I am.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. And they didn't. They all just died.
They did all die.
But I hope they lived fulfilling lives before death. And that's all we can hope for.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least two of them were elderly.
Do you reckon Argentina ever had Terry and June? Or...
I should imagine if they did, it wouldn't be called Terry and June. I can't think of an Argentinian name for Terry, so that's why I was really struggling.
You've got one for
like.
June, have you?
Locked Juanita.
Away. Juanita and Tarienta. Tarienta. That's not a thing.
No.
Lionel Messi and June.
Lionel Messi and June, of course, the classic.
June Whitfield's dead. Don't bring her up anymore.
They're all dead. Everyone in that show
because
is dead.
Of the fucking poodle. Fuck you, poodle. You killed off our greats.
Oh, dear. Do you want a question?
Yes.
Or do you want some answers?
Yes, both. I will have a question.
Last week,
first.
We had the question, who was the most attractive tennis player of all time? Because I had a chat with that Efkin guy and Josh Wilson, and Josh was telling me that basically he doesn't... I think... Basically, what he was telling me was he doesn't find athletic women attractive. Because he also said to me about wrestlers that I've seen and did I find them attractive. He basically doesn't seem to find any woman who's toned. I don't know. Toned is probably the wrong word. But muscular, maybe?
Maybe he doesn't like the muscular for they get the biceps and stuff. It's a strange one. A lot of people like the tennis players, I'd imagine. Or...
Well, I can tell you some answers. Of course, Matthew, good old Matthew, always gets involved. Started off with, got to love an objective question in 2024. The answer is obviously Agassi.
Agassi with hair?
Well.
I would imagine it's the hair phase.
When he was a bit rock and roll.
I think he lost some fans when he went...
When he revealed that I was awake all the time. Marcus said... Anna Kournikova, brackets, spelling?
Kournikova, the popular one.
Jackie said, Agassi. Wow. Marcel said, Stefan Edberg, still a hottie now.
Ooh,
I haven't seen him for a while, but I'll take
a
word on it.
I never thought he was that attractive back in the day.
Quite an average-looking Swedish man, as far as I remember. Charlotte said, yep, definitely Agassi for the man. However, Gabriella Sabatini, I think her name was, beautiful, tall, tanned and toned, and lovely long black hair. Just to say that as I can't truly remember her last name, however, for the record, I am heterosexual, seriously.
Okay, filling answer. Yeah, Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, very popular back in the day.
Although not the same person.
Who did they
say? Gabriella Sabatini. Go on.
In Hot Shots.
Yes.
Is it Gabriel Sabatini or
yes.
It is, isn't it?
Shamin said Martina Hingis or Caroline Wozniacki. Ooh. He's not put Wozniacki, but I understood what he meant.
Of course, invented Apple as well.
Yes.
Lindsay Davenport, any Davenport for heads out there?
We haven't had any so far. So Z1 podcast said, female, Gabriella Sabatini. Ooh, that's another Sabatini.
She might be winning this. Owen Agassi.
Male, it's got to be Bjorn Borg, hasn't it? I mean, his eyes were always a bit too close together, but maybe that's the secret to tennis success.
Oof. I didn't expect him to get many shouts, I've got to be honest.
Colt Connections came in with Jamie Murray, mate.
Jamie Murray, that's an outrageous comment.
I said Jamie over Andy. Interesting. I mean, it is, but...
Is it?
I think so.
Looks-wise?
I think so.
Jamie's a bit gormless.
I mean, he's a bit plain, but Andy's a bit...
Plain?
His hair's an issue.
I think I'd go Andy over Jamie. Mm. Looks-wise, Andy all day. Take me.
So then, after I said that, he said it was either him or Vitas Guralaxis or something. I had to look him up. A magnificent head of hair on that man.
What about features?
So.
What about his backhand?
I didn't read enough about him.
Didn't look at his backhand.
Rob Jones, of course, said tennis players, it's the woman showing off her bum on the classic tennis girl poster.
Whoa.
And then he, so he sent me that picture, and also he sent me a picture of Pat Cash recreating it for Five Live. And all I could say to him was, I imagine Pat would be a bit more tanned.
Didn't get any Pat Cash shouts.
No. But as he will fully accept, that is the second time that Rob Jones has sent me pictures of a man's arse.
Oh, yeah, very lucky man.
First was his. Oh. Josh Wilson has come in with Boris Becker. I wonder what he's up to these days.
He's out of jail now, isn't he? He's not a good looking man in any sense.
That Efkin guy said, it really is a toss-off between Hingis and Sampras.
You've got to be able to toss your balls in tennis. You have to have a good toss.
Sampras, a very hairy man.
He wasn't ugly.
No, I just think he's a lot of hair. That's a lot of hair to deal with.
Hair did put people off.
Like, facially, absolutely fine.
Give him a face all day.
Don't get it in the hair.
Oh. Picking that out for months.
Rick Belson, Billie Jean King.
Okay.
You were delighted with that answer as well, weren't you?
She had her uniqueness.
Yes. Raw Access said, what a silly question. Ivan Lendl, of course.
Ivan Lendl. I mean, I was a big fan of his work.
He was your favourite tennis player really as a child, wasn't he?
But, looks-wise...
I don't think so.
Looked very Eastern European.
I mean, he was Eastern European.
There you go, fulfilled his prophecy.
Was it a prophecy?
The correct answer, of course, is Anna Kournikova for the women and for the men. Michael Stich.
Michael Stich.
We'd probably go Agassi.
I think Agassi's probably topped that. I was always a Hingis fan.
Did nothing for me, the Hingis. Can't even really remember what she looked like. But good luck to her if she's still playing.
Fairly plain.
She's still playing, is she?
I think she may have turned up a few Wimbledons ago to play in doubles. But
doubles, easy. Get someone else to do all the work for you.
Exactly.
So Jamie Murray had all that success, and he's not better looking than Andy Murray. I will not stand for that.
What I will say is we've tried sometimes with the questions, trying to be clever about things or interesting, and it turns out the biggest answers we've had recently are, who's the best looking tennis player?
Right, who's the best looking croquet player next? Mm. Polo player. Prince. Got to be one of the princes, isn't it? Two princes. Who else plays polo?
They're like Argentinians. Now, this week we haven't actually decided on a question. You've sent me three. As it is my birthday, should we do worst gift given or received? We may have done something similar in the past.
Similar, but I was reminded of something that happened to me many moons ago about giving a gift, and I thought that was a terrible gift. And it was just because I was passing by something, it just reminded me of that, and I thought, oh, that's good. And get in touch, betherebelson@gmail.com, betherebelson on Instagram, betherebelson on X, betherewithbelson, betherewithbelson. The question is, what's the worst gift you've given or received, or both?
I genuinely thought you were going to tell us the story.
Oh, no, because save for next week. Okay. With the other answers.
Which you will then forget to give.
I'm Will Gale.
All right. Should we get into some music?
Go on, then. I always dreamed of getting into music.
Stop it. That's
a managerial role where I take all the money.
You gave me Lemonade by Quentin Shores. It starts with a little clip of basketball.
It does. I believe it's Derrick Rose, isn't it? Yeah, I can't. His famous shot.
I liked the sampling and the different things that he used. I enjoyed that. I fairly liked his voice. I wasn't so much into what he was saying, so that was that fell down on that side for me. Whereas on the other side of things, you also gave me "Dear Rap" by Protagonist, which is always very difficult to say. And his voice was a little bit high, but I quite liked what he had to say about things.
He's got stuff to say, Protagonist, has he?
He does. So that made me like it a little bit more. It's also got a slightly older feel to it, which I quite enjoyed as well. And then when I was trying to see what the lyrics were, because, you know, what do you know about me?
You can read.
I can read. I accidentally started reading about him and found out he's a 26-year-old hip-hop artist from Illinois. This is the thing that confused me. Do you know what this means? He has a quirky, right? What does that mean?
No.
He has a quirky new age with a hint of East West Coast feel. What is quirky?
No.
Oh, okay.
Me by that one.
Inspired from boom bap to trap sounds, which gives his music incredible range.
Oh, you've got the range.
I don't know who wrote this. Probably him.
Probably, yeah.
Good
luck to him. He's got range.
Good luck to him. Yeah. It was
Protagonist.
I mean, if he had the other guy's samples, I think you've got a winner there.
Maybe we could make
a collab.
We could get them together. And we could take all their money as their managers.
That's what managers do.
Right. You gave me... Oh, I may have written this down wrong, but the song seems to be called Using by Sorry News.
It was Sorority Noise.
My phone didn't get it when I was typing it. Perfectly acceptable little song. It's a very good length.
Okay.
Oh, that's all I wrote for that one. It wasn't a long one, was it?
2:44.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. Yeah, it was fine. I preferred the next one, which was Earthquakes and Shocks by Branson.
Yeah.
Another nice little song here. Now, this is what I was worried about, his name.
Okay.
So it's Brandtson. My phone was having all sorts of issues when I'm trying to type this down in my notes. Spellcheck can't be his friend at this point. I'm worried about future endeavours. Or people telling a friend, and you're trying to type out their name. Like, who are you talking about? I can't find this. But and you're like, oh, sorry, Branston.
I can see you.
Like pickle. See you. It's like a pickle. He's in a pickle by putting an extra letter in it. Can we change his name?
Well, you keep saying his. It's a group.
Ah, well, change their name then. They won't care.
They are Cleveland Emo Quartet, apparently.
Oh.
I'm just bringing up what their things say now. 12,136 monthly listeners.
Oh, I gave him one today. Yeah, it was fine. Still worried about the name, but they did remind me of a young Paul Simon. Young Paul Simon.
That's like young Lenny Henry.
Yes, indeed.
We also had one from Matthew, as always. Thank you, Matthew. He gave us...
I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy.
Yes.
Now, he did claim we'd hate it.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either.
I thought it was all right. I wasn't a massive fan of the singer's voice.
It was okay, but there were bits where it's too shouty for me.
Mm.
Bring it down a bit.
I mean, they are doing absolutely fine with 807,129 monthly listens.
Very good. Pussies. Very good pussies. I didn't hate it. It's perfectly okay, but it didn't entice me to listen to the full album. I will say that.
No, I'd be interested to know if they're all this theme, but I didn't listen any beyond it. But it was absolutely fine.
Good stuff about the Jesus thing, and reminded me of a young Kanicki. A young Kanicki.
Is this your thing now? You're just going to say everyone reminds you of a young
something else. Louis Walsh, look where he's now.
Oh, I've pulled up a picture of them then. Have you seen them?
Yep, there's a black fella.
Yes.
Half surprised. I was thinking in my head that Russian band who got locked up.
Pussy, right?
Yeah, pussy on my mind. I was thinking of Russian pussy.
You always do, don't you?
Right. What you got this week?
This week, I have got Farewell to Welfare by Grace Petrie. Lovely. Little lesbian lady.
Hmm.
And because we've talked about her before. I've got Tracy Emin's Bed by Pet Needs.
Oh, wow.
It just came up today, so I thought, yeah, let's do it.
I'll show you the afters. You Know Who You Are by Sally Marta, or something like that. And What Have We Become by Ferg X Fisherman, of course. That's Ferg X Fisherman. No idea. Matthew.
Did he come through again?
He did. I asked for a song today, and he said, shall we do Lost Profits? He's decided not to in the end. Yeah,
the answer is always no.
He's gone for The Fear of Flying by...
I'm ringing a bell.
Feeder!
Why would he be thinking of Feeder?
You got a feeder if you're a feeder.
Did he not go to see Feeder?
He did go to see Feeder. Maybe it's a good song. Do you know it?
The name, The Fear of Flying, was...
Maybe you'll know it when it plays.
Possibly so.
Any other songs? That's it.
Good. That's all the songs. Have you got anything else for the lovely people?
I was just going to say, in 1817, shoes were first shaped for your left and right feet. Before that, they were the same.
Okay.
1817.
Why are you telling us that?
I'm not saying it's on this day in 1817, because there's no way of fact-checking that, but it was 1817. So if you can picture that, shoes were just the same shape, and you put them, it didn't matter which foot you put now.
There are still shoes like that. Remember those shoes? Those shoes for the wedding that we wore? They were very much incredibly painful.
Hotel slippers.
Hotel slippers.
1817. Simpler times, right? What you got to say? Bye. Okay,
that's pretty much it. Yeah, I've nothing else. Oh, I should probably say a few thank yous, shouldn't I, to people who have wished me happy birthday today. So, thank you to Welsh Ollie, the Wilsons, of course, both of them, despite the fact that Amanda sent a lovely message and Josh tried to ruin it. Who else? Abby and Matthew from our fantasy football league. They also, and lots of other people that haven't been mentioned on the podcast before. So those are just the ones that I can think of that have been mentioned on the podcast.
Let's see. Matt said happy birthday on Instagram.
Oh, that's very nice. Oh, there was some response to
Records
your...
and Bands. Yes, Louis.
Rob Jones.
All the legends on the Instagram.
That's true. But that was in response to your post.
Well, so it doesn't count.
No, but I'm just saying. That's why it wasn't on my mind. But yeah, thank you all for your well wishes. They are all lovely.
Brilliant.
Lovely, that lovely people. I couldn't, you know what? Because I couldn't find a way to say the next bit without saying richly deserved. And I thought, that's not right, is it? I can't be saying that about myself.
Rich tea deserved. Yeah. Biscuits.
Rich tea do deserve biscuits. But anyway, thank you all. Have a lovely week. I'll speak to you again next week. Look after yourselves and enjoy my birthday.
Indeed. And let's just wrap up with a few people celebrating their birthday today. Here's Neville Chamberlain. Oh, happy birthday to me. Here's Lily Collins. Happy birthday to me. Adam Levine. Hey, man. Happy birthday to me. Queen Latifah. Hey, man. Happy birthday to me.
Quite similar, those two.
Yeah. Peter Jones. Oh, I'm big and I've got money. Happy birthday to me. Alex Jones. I'm Welsh. Happy birthday to me. Big Ron Atkinson. Beep. All right, Ron. Thanks very much. Marvin Humes is here. He sounds the same. Northern Ireland. Alex Higgins. I don't know what he sounds like. Solar Skirt. No idea. He doesn't speak. And Grover Cleveland, of course, who sounded just like this. Well, I'd like to thank you all for getting in touch for my birthday. My name's Grover Cleveland. And I'd like to say, join us next week. We'll be there with bells on. You'll be there with bells. He's turned away. He couldn't even look at me when I was doing that. Absolutely. Bye.